We live in a very loud world. Voices from all directions blaring in our ears, trying to grab our attention. Commercials have their messages, which are very clear. You need this. You need this to look better, feel better, sleep better, and enjoy the day better. You need this. Now, you might say, can't afford that. No problem. You pay now. You don't have to pay now. You just order now and pay in 2020. Voices at school tell us what we must do to achieve academic success. Then there's the voices of our peers, our coaches, our friends, all with their own set of expectations. Then there's the workplace, and within our own homes, there's those demands for our attention as well. Then we come to today's gospel lesson, and we hear Jesus say, "His sheep follow him because they know his voice." There was an article written from a leader from the Anglican Church, went to visit the Holy Lands, and one day he saw several groups of sheep conversing upon this one water hole. And he thought to himself, boy, here comes some trouble now. They're going to get all mixed up. Why doesn't the shepherds kind of wait and take their turns with their own flock? But by his amazement, the shepherds really didn't think about it, could care less. All the sheep came together, formed one big flock, a big mass of white wool. Now, how will the shepherds separate them, he thought. Well, each shepherd had their call. Each had his unique call. And almost like magic, the sheep divided back into their original flock. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." There was a census taker went to a poor family home in the mountains of West Virginia to get some information from the family. He asked the mother how many dependents were in the home. And she began, she said, "Well, there's Rosie, Billy, Luella, Susie, Harvey, Jeffrey, Johnny, and Harry, and our dog Willis." The census taker interrupted and says, "No, ma'am, I just need the humans." So she responded, "Oh, okay, well, there's Rosie, Billy, Luella, Susie, Harvey, Jeffrey, Johnny, and Harry." The census taker was a little frustrated, and he says, "No, ma'am, you don't understand. I don't need their names. I just need a number." To which the woman replied, "But I don't know them by numbers. I know them by name." Think about it. The creator of the whole universe, the Almighty God, knows your name. He knows your situation. He knows what you're worried about, and he knows what brings you joy. Verse 2 in our text, "The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice." The sheep listen to his voice. With all the other voices trying for our attention, are we listening to his voice? Do we know the voice of the good shepherd? Are we listening to him in the reading of his word? Are we speaking to him in prayer? I know there's been times in my own life when I haven't recognized our shepherd's voice. Times when I was too busy, too preoccupied with the things I thought were so important. But frankly, there have been times also when I've been afraid to hear his voice. Figured that he had something to say to me that I did not want to hear. But you know, when we don't listen to his voice, other voices will rob us of the confidence of walking in his direction, rob us of the peace in making the decisions he wants for us. We will miss the good shepherd's words when he says, "Come to me, all of you are heavy burden, and I will give you rest." Other voices will weaken us and wear us down. His voice will lift us up. Some know the voices of high finances. Others don't miss a word spoken by a politician. And young people know the lyrics of all of their favorite songs. But do we know the voice of the Good Shepherd? I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. In that verse, we hear promises and blessings. We will never know his promises and blessings if we do not listen for them. We will never be sure of the Good Shepherd's presence for us if we do not live our lives among the flock. Other voices will claim our attention, and in the end, will offer us nothing of lasting value. The Good Shepherd laid down his life for us, meaning we are saved, we are redeemed, and we are children of God. We are sheep of his fold, but we're not to remain sheep. We are called to carry on his work. He invites us to be shepherds of his fold, to share his love with one another, and to shepherd one another. Whose voice will you listen to? Our listening, our following will make all the difference now and for eternity. Christ is risen.